Between the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's the road card!
This is Much More Live with Aaron and John! Yo, 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 what's up,
Sean? Yo, what's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody, to Harry Hog Football, episode number 594, in which we finally get to say goodbye to Jack Del Rio and... dare we say we were the ones that got to the root of the problem, and since Ron Rivera listens to our podcast, Brent Weiselmeyer, after last week's episode,
where we
outlined his resume, as in he's a buddy of
Jack Del Rio's,
who was coaching high school before Jack Del Rio hired him here.
And this spoke to his phony baloney job.
Yeah, and then I heard it like Ron Rivera in the press conference when he was talking about releasing Jack Del Rio and Brent Weiselmeyer. He was like, those guys, nothing against those guys. They've had a lot of success in this league. I'm like, Brent Weiselmeyer hasn't had any success in this league. He literally was the coach of something called St. Margarita's High School. It sounds fake, dude. Like, remember a few years ago, there was some fake football prep school? Do you remember hearing about that? That was, like, playing football? And it wasn't even a real school?
Yeah.
It was probably something like that.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was St. Margaritas.
Well, never mind that, because he's...
cut!
So we'll talk about that and the game. I'm not talking much about this game, because I couldn't stomach it.
That game was hard to watch.
I knew it was going to happen.
So hard to watch. Yeah, we knew it was going to happen. You and I were talking before the game started, and we basically said the same thing. It was like, we're probably going to keep it close in the first half, and the second half, Dallas is just going to take it away.
Yeah.
And as we go farther into the second half, the point spread is going to get greater, wider.
And people were saying that our team, like, quit in the second half, our defense. I don't know, dude. I think they just suck. They just suck.
The one game that we went to that I left early was that game against Tampa Bay a few years ago, because the team did quit. And there were, like 10,000 of us left at, like, the seven-minute mark in the fourth quarter, 9 minutes. I forget what it was, but we were just pouring out of that stadium because those guys quit. I didn't see that really in this group. I think you're right. I think they just suck.
Which was worse, this or the loss to the Patriots? This, dude, because this is against the Cowboys, who we hate on Thanksgiving.
On national television.
Someone had to get fired. And Ron Rivera is taking credit, saying he's the one that made the decision. I don't know, dude. I think it was more like, what's his face? Josh Harris coming in and being like, all right, what changes are we making?
Yeah, exactly.
Because remember after the Giants game, when that one reporter was like all up in... No, it was after this game. And that reporter... was just like, well, how do you expect any changes to happen if none are made? And yeah, Ron was like, I'm not answering that question, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be the quote. That's going to be the quote of the Ron Rivera tenure, is that quote. Ben Standing put it on Twitter. A bunch of people did, too. I mean, someone had to go. And I figured that if Jack Del Rio was getting fired, that Ron was going to get fired too. But I think Josh Harris is just like, you got to ride out the last five games and then you can go do whatever you want.
Yeah. And
Because remember, Ron Rivera is overseer. He is in charge of the Barneys, the general managers, quote unquote. He's in charge of those guys too for the next five phony baloney games.
yeah, the Marnies are gone. Everyone's gone. But here's the thing that I thought was interesting. Back to that quote from that reporter. I think it was Sam Fortier, who's a pretty
Yeah.
good reporter. He was like, they were grilling him. But anyway, it was either today
Man,
or
Paulson.
yesterday.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It was either today or yesterday. Ron was like, to answer your question about change not happening unless we make changes or whatever, he like specifically called it out like today or yesterday and was like, those guys are gone. Was it? Don't tell me that Sam Fortier was like, dude, if something's gonna change, you gotta change something. And he was probably like, went and pondered it like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should change something.
I think I should change this stuff.
But I think it was Josh Harris.
Oh, it was 100% Josh Harris. But I mean, I don't know. I think in the future, a little bit past the five more games, and then Black Monday comes around. I think in the future we're probably going to hear a couple stories of what's going on now, like the people that are not really hired, but they're already in there working on stuff. They're probably just taking things like left and right away from Ron Rivera, and he just has to put up a public image for the next 5 days or games. If he loses these five games, he's going to end up with a losing record as a coach because no
Win.
one's ever going to hire him again.
Win.
Huh?
When he loses these five games.
When? When? I
Dude,
thought you
we're
said
not winning another
win.
game. And you know what to make matters worse, dude? The
Oh, yeah.
Giants and the Bears still have higher draft picks than us. And between the three games we've had against those two teams, they've swept us. And it
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
even
How does
close.
that work? How does that work? We have the
Apparently,
number five pick right now, but we
yeah.
should really be like the number three pick.
Well, apparently strength of schedule outweighs
Always head to
head
head.
to head, which is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. I don't get that at all.
I don't know. I don't know who makes that stuff up. It seems, I don't know. They have some reasoning for it, apparently. I did
Double
say it was
super
good.
cut, man.
Pardon me. Hey, Shanny's in here. I kept his quote up. If you'll see on
Yeah.
the Discord room, or on YouTube, I guess. I don't know why I said that. He says, I'm not sure if I'm going to be there, but his kick goes to Tony Romo for being unsufferable. Game ball to all the fans who suffered
Unsufferable.
through it. All right, so we made sure we got that off of there.
Yeah.
DJ Cool Four is in the YouTube room. Shanny himself is in the live podcast room. We haven't seen Shanny as
Oh,
much
wow.
lately. During the actual podcast.
He's coming around more, you know?
Yeah. JDR, dude, Jack Del Rio sucked.
Man, he's so bad. He's so bad.
I heard a stat Al Galdi was talking about today, how in his 4 years he went from like crappy to good to crappy to good, or sorry, good to crappy. Like every year it swung like. And I'm not talking like from 15 to 6th or something as far as defense. I'm talking like from 27 to like 7, back to like 29, back to 6. It was like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, part of it was last year was the schedule, strength of schedule and whatnot as well. I'm just happy to have to see him gone, man.
Yeah. Some dude wrote into the Al Galdi show and was like, said that he was on his plane with him to Cancun. Jack Del Rio.
Well, that's true of that. I guess we'll have to see.
Doesn't matter. He
Oh, and if
probably
you
is.
guys want to get into our Discord room and join the commiseration amongst all these Redskins slash Washington football team slash Commanders fans, you can join it at tinyurl.com/HarryHF. That's HarryHF.
What a crappy game.
Or meet you.
Sorry,
what,
dude.
What? It was, yeah, you're right, dude. It was a crappy, crappy day. Because you and I both, we had our Thanksgivings for like lunch at our houses.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had a great meal.
Kicked everyone out to watch this crappy game. And everyone I know is like, why does he watch those games? Why does he like to see the team suck? It's like,
we don't like to see the team suck.
I don't know, dude.
But you know, you can't like go away and not watch it when they suck and then come back. Then you become a fair weather fan.
You can't turn your back on your team. That would be like, you know, your kid gets in trouble at school and you're just like, oh yeah, well, I don't love you anymore because you suck.
You know who does suck? Jack Del Rio. God.
Honestly, dude, God. I was thinking about it, and I don't really trust people that change allegiance to teams. You shouldn't get too close with those people because, you know, with time rough, yeah, you know, they're going to turn on you. That's all I'm saying.
That commercial from about 20 years ago when the Jets went to two AFC championship games in a row with Butt Fumble as the quarterback, they lost both of them. But there was that ESPN commercial where it was the father and son rooting for the Jets. And then, like, the father kept changing to, like, the steel curtain.
Yeah.
And then like, he was a Cowboys fan. No, you know, and then he came back and he was like, "Oh yeah, tradition, just like always." And every shot that got the father kept changing jerseys, but the son just stayed the same. He was a Jets fan the whole time.
Yep.
Yep.
It's kind of like you, dude.
It's just like me.
X-Factor 357's on here. He's training someone. You've missed. What's it say? 12 minutes, dude.
I've trained someone at work. Well, we were just talking about Jack Del Rio getting cut and Wieselmeyer getting sent home schnell.
He got sent packing back to St. Margarita High School somewhere in California while Jack Del Rio is on a plane to Cancun.
Which listener was it that talked about, because a few weeks ago I talked about Jack Del Rio and I was like, well, at least he did pretty well as the coach of the Jaguars, right? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's right, he did that. He took him to an AFC championship game, and it was either Shanny, I think, it might have been Shannon, Nova Scotia, I can't remember honestly, but someone was just like, no dude, the guy, Tom Coughlin, that went to the Giants as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the Giants before that. They were like, no, he's the one that took us in. Jack Del Rio, I don't even know if he made the playoffs or not.
Well,
he sucks, man. God, I can't believe we had to deal with it for so long.
And he hired some dude that was a high school coach. How did Ron let him get away with that? And how did no one else call this out with all the pundits except for us last week? And honestly, I didn't know the dude's name. We had to look it up, but that's who we were blaming, the defensive backs coach, because they sucked. Like after that Giants game, and we could see in person how wide open these people are when the camera's not on them.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
So do you think that his son, Luke Del Rio, got fired as well?
Yeah, but that won't make the news. Luke Del Rio was like, wasn't he like one of those like juiced up kids that was like junior weight room assistant or something? Conditioning.
Oh, was he? Oh, I mean, look at Jack Del Rio. He's just, his arms are massive.
Yeah, I don't know. Luke Del Rio. I'm going to look him up. I am your father, Luke.
Del Rio.
My name is Jack. Luke Del Rio. Talk amongst yourselves while I look. There he is.
Luke.
Luke Del Rio.
Well, we just got boat raced in this game.
It says he's an assistant coach for the Redskins.
Excuse me.
Either he is still an assistant coach there, or no one's bothered to change Wikipedia because no one cares. I do know that he's 29. He's a quality control coach.
I knew he was going to be a quality control guy. I knew it.
Your quality sucks. You could
have anyone there.
Your quality sucks, dude.
I was just about to say, I bet he's a quality control lackey or something.
It's such a phony baloney NFL job. There he is. Hi, guys. Oh, I'm the quality control coach at the Washington Redskins.
he kind of has. Anyway,
I'm not going to joke him. It's not his fault.
I'm not going to joke him too much, yeah.
I mean, dude, think about the nepotism at that team. You got Jack Del Rio coming in, bringing his son. Ron Rivera has his son and or daughter working there.
He had his daughter working there before. I don't know if she still is, but his son was working there now.
And Jack Del Rio brought his buddy to coach the defensive backs, and he doesn't know what he's doing. They're high school wide open. Because you have a high school defensive backs coach. Oh my gosh. All right, let's get back to the task at hand here, and that's talking about this game. Let's see, Shanny. JP alluded to it being a Dan Snyder issue with Luke Del Rio. I'm guessing that's what LDR is, Luke Del Rio.
I heard a little bit about that. Like, there might be a little bit more to that story. Unconfirmed.
What did you hear? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's unconfirmed. I'm not going to say it on here. We don't do BR.
Oh, okay. We're not talking about that BR. But once we're off the air, tell me what he's talking about. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, basically, they say that he may have been gone for a few weeks, and they're not quite sure why. Talk amongst yourselves.
It's an off-the-field issue. Wait, what's an off-the-field issue? The Jack Del Rio? I don't even want to know. I don't care. You know what I care about at this point, and I'm fully on board with Kenny Ken, I hate to say, we just need to lose all the rest of the games without getting Sam Howell injured, get him some experience. Hopefully he'll play pretty well, but we need the Bears to win. I mean, I'm looking at the stats, dude. There's not many people below us, and there's a lot of crappy teams in the NFC. We're all bundled together with suckitude.
We have to play the Dolphins, the Cowboys again.
Boat race.
49ers.
Boat race.
Dude, it's gonna be Boat Race City, man. All the way through.
What are they called? An Armada. Boat
the
race.
The Rams, the Jets, the Jersey Jets.
The Rams and the Jets are the only two teams that we could possibly beat.
And they're both on the road.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, X-Factor, as of right now, we have the fifth overall pick. And I think the Bears, is it me or the Bears have like two picks in the top five?
Because the Bears got Carolina's first round pick on that stupid trade that they did to get their quarterback. They moved up to number two and got that quarterback. Yeah. They gave up like three firsts and 2 seconds. And one of them is going to be the first round pick next year because they're really, really bad.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Carolina just fired their coach after making that trade. Did he have anything to do with making the trade to get that quarterback? Or is it like, here's your quarterback?
Dude, you know who the next owner of in the NFL that's going to be like Dan Snyder is going to be? David Tepper, who owns the Carolina Panthers. He's a hedge fund investor. I heard he has a pair of brass bowls on his desk that he puts in his hand every now and then. I read it in like a, just, you know.
Okay.
This is the third coach he's fired since he bought this team.
Well,
he wants the butts.
I also heard some reports that as far as opening coaching positions, that Washington is like where everyone's like, that's the hot job right now. Like everyone's interested into it because the new owner, the draft picks, and the salary cap situation. It's like starting over. And we're going to have a new name. We got to start all over. Don't forget the new name. I'm not giving up on that.
Yeah,
we need it all starting over next year. Get rid of everything Dan Snyder related. That stadium, dude. After going to the game last week and then 3 days, 4 days later seeing Dallas's stadium on TV.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, some of that is really, really gaudy, but it's just a fantastic stadium.
Dude, they have that cool football field outside for people to play on, like before the game and everything. I hate Dallas, but dude, the TV above their bathroom stalls is bigger than the entire scoreboard in Washington. Do not forget the new name.
That scoreboard there is starting to look antiquated compared to like LA, Falcons. No, the one at the Cowboys, not okay. not our
like graphic from like 1983 Tecmo Bowl with a guy like banging on something.
With that weird Geronimo dude, Don Geronimo, doing the voice.
The dude that got fired.
I'm also the Redskins play-by-play guy. Oh, he got fired. He got fired from his job just this year because he said something stupid.
Some sexist thing.
Yeah, you know, that's what they do.
My name is Don Geronimo.
Good third down.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, dude. It's just a transitional year, and
we knew it was going to be, but we had hope after winning those first two games that, oh, maybe we're not going to be as crappy as we thought. And maybe this year will be all right, but you know who screwed us on this year? Let's give credit where it's due. Dan Snyder for holding off on selling the team so that Josh Harris did not have time to get his people in place before the season started. So it was a lost season.
He really didn't.
Oh my gosh. Dude, let's talk a little bit about this game, but not much because no one wants to relive this. It's like a car crash. We don't want to see this. All right, here we go. Let's look at the stats a little bit. First of all, we're going to start a segment on this show, which is going to be bad record of the week. Because every week we give up a record, like a team breaks a crappy streak of losing like 100 games in a row. This week, we gave up the record by allowing this dude, Bland, to score the most pick sixes ever in a season. I think it was his fifth or sixth one.
I think it was fifth one, yeah.
He had a pick six. 60-some yards.
The funny thing about him was that he was someone that we could have drafted, and instead we got Stick Figure Forbes, whose elbow was probably bent backwards and snapped because he's 165 pounds. He can't play in the NFL.
He's teeny.
He led college in pick sixes. Well, look who's leading the NFL in pick sixes.
This Bland guy.
It, him.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is going to be like the late 90s with our draft picks, where we're going to go through like 3 or 4 years where our first-round draft picks are going to be freaking abysmal.
Dude, think about this. We have something like 6 out of the last 7 years were defensive first-round picks. I might be a little off on that. Right now, we have the, I think, 31st-rated defense in the league. Maybe even 32nd. But we have all that money wrapped up in defense.
Yeah.
Ron made the last 4 of these picks.
Guess who's in charge? Guess who has been in charge of this team for the last 4 years? Ron freaking Rivera. He is the general manager and the coach. Oh, and so with Del Rio getting cut, Ron Rivera gets to call the defense. He's got to do something.
I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, no. They're like, how different is this going to be, Ron? Now that you're running the defense, what's it going to be like on the sideline? Well, we're really going to have to rely on those guys upstairs if there's a challenge play that needs to be challenged. It's like, when did you not rely on them before? People are yelling at you to throw the flag and you're standing there with your mouth half agape. At least now he'll like earn his paycheck and do something instead of stand there. he's like, I'm not going to have time to really talk to EB and the offensive guys. I'm going to be focused on the defense. And I'm like, okay, we're still going to suck. The word on the streets that we're going to play some more zone so that people aren't getting beat for 100 yards anymore.
Well, dude, we doing this thing. It's like man slash zone.
I don't know what it is. I know it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It's probably never worked.
Dude, I know that Chen in Nova Scotia was happy to see that.
Man, Irish.
he was happy to see that his buddy Cody Barton was back and getting burnt so that he didn't get to see Mayo as often.
That's
E.
true.
Malnourished Forbes. Oh my gosh.
We might have Jamin Davis stay because probably no one's gonna want to hire him.
Yeah, we'll get him for the league minimum. But he is getting a little better. And Ron Rivera said it again, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about wanting to see the team grow and develop. They need to win football games.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who needs to grow and develop? E-malnourished Forbes. In fact, that's going to be the name of this episode.
E-malnourished Forbes.
So what's the official word on his toothpick elbow? I just heard there was something that was a substantial injury with his elbow, and we'll have to see. What does that mean?
It probably got, like, bent backwards, like all gross looking, like back the out of the way or something. You know why? Because he's a stick figure.
His toothpick snapped.
Hold on, his toothpick might snap. I'm looking for it.
Pretty significant, dude. That's what they said. See, here it is.
He's out. This was last weekend.
It's pretty significant. Dude, are you okay? Look at this guy. Dude, what's going on? Are you okay, Emmanuel? Are you okay, Emmanuel? What's up with your elbow? My elbow hurts, man.
Well, actually, dude, that trainer dude's elbow is probably bigger than his.
Dude, it is. Look, this is a normal size fellow over here. And why? Since when is Emmanuel Forbes on the Steelers? Oh, wait, that's not the Steelers uniform. It's a significant injury there, is what Ron said right here. And we'll see how he is and how treatments are going. Does it really matter? Why are we talking about this? This guy sucks. It's not like we're, oh my gosh, we don't have Forbes on the field. We're going to really get beat this week. I can't hear you anymore. I don't know what happened. I can't hear your voice.
Oh, there we go. I got it.
You're just like.
All right. I'm
glad it's not me for once.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh crap, I'm still muted. Had to cough and sniffle and stuff.
Chen in Nova Scotia. Dude, can you change your name back from Chen in timeout? It just doesn't ring. Change it back to Chen in Nova Scotia or something, or you know, David Mayo fan club or something like that. Anyway, Chen in Nova Scotia says it's a hyperextension.
I just imagine seeing his elbow bending the wrong way.
Anyway, he's going to be out, and that means we're going to have more of Quan Martin, who I think gave up a big pass in this, if I remember correctly. I was kind of numb, dude. I was half asleep from, what's it called, tryptophan or whatever is in the turkey.
Tryptophan.
So I was half out from that and dealing with when we thought there was only going to be 4 people here for Thanksgiving, and there ended up being 13. And so we dealt with that. And then when the game rolled around and we started sucking, I was not in a very good place.
Yeah.
All right. We're not giving up on Forbes yet, but who in the chat rooms, this is a good question.
I give up on him.
Who in the chat rooms is saying, dudes, if we win these 5 games, we're going to be, what are we going to be? 9-7?
We're 4-9 right now.
Yeah. 9-9. Wait, we can't be 4-9. We're 4-8.
Nope, 4-9.
I thought you said there's 13, 5 more 14, games.
15, 16, 17?
There's 17 games.
17 games. 4-8.
Yeah, so if we win 5 in a row, we could possibly make the playoffs, especially with all these teams that are sitting at like 4-8 and 5-7. Who's still saying we can do it? Shanny's in. He's not giving up on the season. Shanny and DJ Cool 4 are not giving up on the season. They're still in it. I thought everyone was pessimistic about this, but I'm incorrect. They're hoping for the Christmas miracles. Except for Chen. Chen said, we are not winning 5 in a row. And thank you for changing your name back. Because if you didn't change it back, you were going to get a timeout for the third time. Dude, listen to this. Chen says he'll buy a Mayo jersey if they win 5 in a row.
I'll buy him a Mayo jersey if they win 5 in a row.
Dude, wouldn't it be hilarious if we're trying to win that fifth game and... who are we playing the last game? Dallas. They're going down the field to win in the last 30 seconds. And lo and behold, Mayo picks it off and downs it to end the game. And then Chen is going to get his Mayo jersey. We are not.
Oh, man.
Okay. Anyway, what else do we want to say about this game?
Nothing.
What's it? Nothing. Sam Howell wasn't he threw that bad pick?
We had terrible fourth downs like we've had for like the last 8 years, 10 years, 12 years. Mm-hmm. Terrible on fourth down.
Yeah, I don't know why we're so bad at that.
It's because our offensive line sucks.
Yeah, they do. We have to get a left tackle. Do you notice it's gotten slightly better since they finally took Gates out? But why did it take this coaching staff, like, it takes them, it seems like, 5 times as long to realize something is wrong before they fix it than any rational person? Like, they would probably drive a car from here to Chicago with a flat tire before they're like, oh, I was wondering what that noise was back there.
Well,
I don't understand it. It's a safe bet. We are not. Chen in Nova Scotia. Not the optimistic person that we thought he was. Oh, DJ Cool 4 is backing off his too. 2 wins.
Man, I mean, you know, I'm hoping and praying, but it is not looking good.
I'm thinking 0 wins, dude. And I'm usually pretty optimistic. The way that this team is playing on defense, we can't beat anybody.
And anyway. Dude, this is why Josh Harris won't fire Ron Rivera. He wants him to pilot this plane all the way down to the ground, all until Black Monday. Because he might end up with the top 3 pick.
Yeah. If we bring someone else in, even if we turn it over to like EB and EB wants to prove himself and goes out and wins a few, how's that going to help us? And if he turns it over to EB and EB ends up losing the rest of them, how does that help EB? People are going to be like, he can't be a head coach. So EB, if I were him and they were like, we want you to be the head coach for the rest of the year, I'd be like, I think I'll just stay put at offensive coordinator.
I don't think he's going to be here next year.
I don't think so either.
At that point. I think what we're going to do is bring in a general manager, and he will bring in a coach, and that coach will have his guys that will come in, and we'll see what it is. I mean, some players have apparently been complaining about him, saying he's too much of a taskmaster and all that stuff. I mean, you know, you want Jim Harbaugh, he'll be a taskmaster.
Interesting point from Chen here. EB to the Panthers next year.
Ooh, Tepper. David Tepper might do it.
I could see it.
He's the new Dan Snyder, man. The only thing we don't know is what he does with his cheerleaders.
It's true. Like the Panthers have all of a sudden become the us in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's interesting. What else? What do you guys want us to talk about in this game? Anything? Anything at all? I don't either. I still think Jack Del Rio had to go. Someone had to go. I mean, it's kind of like a scapegoat at this point. It's like, we got to fire somebody.
Yeah.
We might as well make it Jack, because otherwise I'm going to get fired, is what Ron's saying.
Well, I mean, we're a laughingstock still, because we had a high school coach on our staff, and that staff is high school wide open, like you were saying earlier. It's astounding. It's really astounding. And you know what? Hopefully in like 4 or 5 years, we're going to look back on the season and laugh, be like, man, we sucked back 2023 as we're toasting off like Super Bowl, I don't know, 60.
Yep. Yes, I have said debacle. I said it in the opening. I'll say it again. That was the definition of a debacle, especially the second half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seeing those dudes just like living it up, eating turkey legs that they stashed in the Salvation Army barrel because they knew they were going to score touchdowns against this crappy defense. And the fact that the league doesn't care about props and things anymore, because no one, because it's entertaining to see Dak jump into a barrel and eat a turkey leg, and it's more entertaining than watching our crappy defense get beat all over the field. You know,
that was a bad game. It was just a bad game.
I know, that didn't even really make me that angry because we played so crappy.
Yeah. I think it's partially because we were at the game 4 days earlier and just saw such a terrible game. Oh, man. Yeah. Chen in Nova Scotia talking about.
Well, that's typical of Cowboys fans, dude, to call you, like, kick you when you're down. But I'm sure they were nowhere to be found, you know, like the Kick Heard Round the World game or the Santana Moss game or a lot of those other ones. We even beat them on Thanksgiving a few years ago. So, you know what?
Yeah.
I bet they were nowhere to be found that day.
We've got 5 games left this season. We got to bear with it. Oh, but dude, I do have good news before we go to our games and kicks. That London Fletcher has been selected as a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. That's the last 25 guys, out of which 5-ish, maybe 7, are going to be chosen. So hopefully he'll get in. Joe Jacoby is no longer on the modern day list. He has to go to the old man committee to see if they can get him in that way. Hopefully he will.
Dude, I'm glad that he's at least made it to the semifinalist, because that dude balled every time he went out there. He wasn't like the most physically like gifted dude, but he was smart and he could tackle.
Division II, not even like Pro Football Subdivision, Division II school, John Carroll. That's, you don't get many players from that ever going to the NFL at all.
Yeah.
Much less going through such a story career.
Yeah. And so hopefully we'll get it. If I'm remembering correctly, that Super Bowl that they were in, the Rams against
the Titans.
Didn't he make the stop at like the 1 yard line to like save the game? Am I remembering this?
They did, but I don't think it was him. I think it was the other linebacker.
Oh, I thought it was him. Okay. Well, he said he made it. Chen did. It was him. I knew it wasn't on crack. I don't know. Someone's got to look it up now. I have these visions, and you know my memory is very fleeting. So it's like,
if that's him on that play, then, and he's gone through his whole career and everything, he should go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he should anyway, just because he seems like a cool guy and he gave his best on every play. Speaking of, who put that clip in our Discord room of Sean Taylor diving into the end zone from like the 9-yard line or something? Because that was awesome. Whoever put that in there. In fact, if you want to see things like the clip of Sean Taylor diving into the end zone from the 9-yard line, you can join our Discord family at tinyurl.com/HarryHF, unless you're a Cowboys fan, and then you'll get kicked out. But otherwise, you can come on in. Not Chen in Nova Scotia's family. He can invite them, but they'll be kicked out within minutes.
Get out, Cowboys.
Big Nut. What about Big Nut? I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, he's asking Big Nut. I don't know if Big... Oh, Big Nut put the video up. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Makes sense. All right, dude. I guess we'll give our games and kicks, and then...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And when the heck are we getting our bye week? It seems like it's been the whole season's over, and it's like, guess what? You guys get a bye week now that you're out of everything. It's either we get our bye week in like week three, or we get it at like week 17. I mean, what the heck?
We get it after the Miami game that's this weekend.
Great.
I imagine it's one of the last ones in the NFL this year. It sounded, I thought it was going to be really good because it'll give us a rest a few games before the end of the year. We might be sneaking into the playoffs again, you know.
Playoffs?
Our defense is going to be so good. I can't wait. Cut!
I can't wait.
And guess what else? Guess what our defense had?
And fellas, get this. It was really refreshing to see zero sacks. Zero sacks. I'm used to seeing like three or four.
We had zero sacks on defense.
Zero sacks.
Zero sacks, and they had, I want to say four, but I don't remember. We didn't fumble it, though. Let's look at the bright side.
We didn't fumble it. Was there a game about... Oh, I forget. Never mind.
Hey, Chin has a nice... We're fishing for positive thoughts here, guys. At least we won't lose on our bye week. That's right. Bye-bye week. It gives a new meaning to the season.
The only thing that could happen would be like open mutiny of the players. And our players, I think, are too classy for that.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. No. They're going to go out there and try, but they just suck. The defensive backs just are bad. It doesn't matter how good our offensive front is, and now that we don't have any defensive ends, I mean, there's only so much pain and Allen can do.
Those guys are getting double teamed all the time now because there's no Sweat. There's no Chase Young. There's no James Smith, William Smith. There's no Effie Abada. We got Casey Tuhill.
We've got Casey Tuhill and we've got the other guy, 55. What's his name? Henry.
KJ Henry.
Rookie, fifth round.
KJ Henry. Yeah.
I don't even know who's backing those dudes up if they get injured.
You and me both.
We traded our two top guys. Our middle guys got injured, and now we're on Tuhill and Henry. I don't know. Let's look at the bright side, though. Sam Howell is still consistently putting up like 300 yards every week. And there was times when I don't know if we put up 300 yards passing in an entire season in recent years. In a game, I mean.
I really hope Sam Howell gets through the whole year without getting hurt.
Me too. And I don't know. And knock on wood, he's a tough dude. He's a tough dude, but you can only take so many hits. And there was one time, I think I called it out to you in this game, where he got up and he didn't look like he was dazed from a concussion. He got up and looked just like, I'm sick of this. Like, this sucks, dudes. Like, he's getting beat the heck up, dude.
And you know, he's basically a rookie. And I know he's a captain and stuff, I think, now. Yeah. But it's not like he's going to, like, complain to, you know, a 10-year vet on the offensive line, Charles Leno, to block somebody. Things that, you know.
Charles Leno, poor guy, though, he had the death of his daughter, and since he's come back, he has not been right.
Yeah.
Later, DJ Cool 4. You can catch the end of this podcast tomorrow on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, or any of those places. Take it easy.
Let's go into the games and kicks.
Why are we taking so long? Oh, before we do that, I wanted to talk about Tressway. He had 3 punts and they were all inside the 20. That's another positive.
MVP.
Okay, I'm looking for the. Here it is. Let's try it again.
And now, the coveted and ever elusive Game Ball Award.
Game Ball Award, as always, is brought to you by Dick's Pitch. Dick's Pitch, maker of fine receivers pitch. Redip at the half so you can catch the balls with one hand like the pros. Dick's Pitch, available at Dick's and other fine sporting goods stores.
I just heard a noise from outside. And I remember the other day I sent you a picture of a nutria that was in my front yard. A South American nutria.
That I thought was a woodchuck.
Yeah, it was not a woodchuck. It had those whiskers. And I mean, it was 100%. And my wife and I were about 5 feet from it looking at it and checking it out. And he was just like.
I thought those things bite, like, dude.
They do if you like harass them, but they're really chill.
I have heard that people eat them like down in Cajun country, man. I'm not joking, dude. They eat them down there.
They eat anything down there.
I know. Especially
in that gumbo.
They just throw it in the gumbo. No one knows any different. It won't make any difference.
But, you know, I don't live in South America.
Or New Orleans.
But I live about I live very, very close to a canal in this area. A very large canal as part of the Intercoastal Waterway, as a matter of fact. And, I think he probably lives down there, and he came up through here because we had a bunch of rain the other day. But I mean, he was just chilling. It was something else. Anyway, I thought it was kind of funny that there was a mammal from another continent in my front yard.
Speaking of a large canal, there was a large canal between the Cowboys receivers and our defensive backs.
There was a large chasm between our receivers, their receivers, and our defensive backs.
All right, give your game ball.
My game ball goes to the fans and to Josh Harris, because it's frustrating, but I think he's doing a good job so far, and I know what he's doing. He does not want to be a rash, judgmental David Tepper kind of person. Not Dave Snyder anymore. David Tepper kind of person. So my game ball goes to the fans that were able to stagger their way through the tryptophan-laden debacle of this game. Aaron?
I'm giving mine to Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
Dude had 100 yards. He broke the century mark on like 9 catches and was pretty solid.
He got tackled. He almost got his touchdown. He got tackled at the 1.
Yeah. So that's who I'm giving mine to. Nine catches, 100 yards on only 12 targets. So
he's like the exact opposite. Like, we don't really have a tight end, like a good tight end anymore. Like Thomas has really kind of regressed at that this year, and no one else is stepping up to it.
Your dog caught one this week.
I know, Frost and Hoss.
He came out of nowhere. It was a big one too.
I'm still surprised he's not being used more for his catching. He really has to be so bad at blocking.
Yeah.
But Curtis Samuel is like the exact opposite of tight ends. He's like this little dude, little shifty dude. But they're using him as like the guy to get the ball to, you know, like as an emergency guy or, you know, like a check down dude.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that a good amount, like the last 4 games especially.
Well, he was injured a few weeks ago, right? Like in the Giants game, and he was coming back off of that. But yeah, when he's
in
there. Yeah,
he had one game they had to sit out on there too, yeah.
When he's in there, yeah, he's a weapon. But they totally shut down Terry for the most part.
Yeah.
He had 50 yards, but he was targeted 11 times, and he only caught it 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of them were good defensive plays to knock it down, so.
They have a good defense.
I would say hats off to them, but I can't bring myself to say that. because I hate them so much. All right, let's go to the chat. Let's go to the chat room and see what we got here. X Factor, wait, DJ Cool 4 is left losing his in the chat room. DJ Cool 4 is giving his to Sam for being the passing leader still. Okay. So there you go on that.
He's a tough dude, man. And he's a tough dude, and I think he's still growing every game.
Yep. And let's see. X Factor 357 is giving his to Hal for taking those hits and keeps getting back up and doing best he can. Yep. He's a tough dude.
With this offensive line, yeah.
He's one tough mother. Oh, my gosh.
9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
John was pointing out in that game that, about Dolly Parton singing Queen and in that very conservative state.
She went through two of her songs and just started singing Queen. I was just like,
dude,
oh man,
Dolly Parton, she would run for president, I would vote for her. Everyone loves Dolly, even though she did that outfit was highly questionable.
She's done that a few times over her career, the whole Dallas Cowboy thing.
Yeah,
it's just
but
a thing.
She's like 80 now, dude. At least they lengthened the shorts by like an inch in the inseam.
dude, did you notice that she was not on top of that platform where she belonged? The lift didn't work, and that's why she was all like walking on that thin
is that what happened?
On the bottom, like with the arm like on the wall. She was like just singing and just hanging on the wall and doing all this stuff. It's just, it really cracked. It reminded me of a story from a very, very long time ago. And there was a show here called The Phantom of the Opry.
Dude, I remember that.
The Phantom of the Opry. And there was one person who had like a big old song and dance that she was going through, you know, like. I guess kind of like a burlesque kind of thing. Not really, but you know, it was kind of that style.
Yeah.
And she forgot her lines, one night, and she was just like doing this like put her back to the audience, was just like hugging right on the wall and like swinging her rear end back and forth and everything. But there was like a little limp on the wall, Wayne Scotting kind of thing. And so she was like leaning her arms on that. That's what Dolly Parton reminded me of.
Dude, I can't believe no one on this podcast has called me out for this, and I just realized it. Look at my colors.
You do not have a Dallas color on you, dude.
Oh, it's the wrong color blue, another color blue, another color blue, another color blue.
Yeah, exactly. Really, I mean, any kind of.
I mean, I have 12 blue, shades of blue to go for, and this doesn't happen to be one of them, so I'm safe. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, people wear blue jeans.
Leave it to Chin in Nova Scotia to bring up the Dolly Parton thing. That was pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And
my entire family loves Dolly Parton. They all come running in like, Dolly Parton's on? I'm like, you guys don't get this excited about watching football. And they're like, I know.
Because your team sucks, Dad. Everybody loves Dolly Parton, man. She like transcends like cultures and generations. She's like a, you know, her Island in the Streams partner, Kenny Rogers.
Dude, and I
we worked at the Brooklyn Summer Concert Series, and the place was packed.
Well, when I was doing some lighting stuff at Dolly World, they told me that Dolly Parton is as nice in real life as she seems like she is, like on TV.
She has like a fund that she funds like like young women books. That are going into like being books and like musicians and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, she also does the thing, this might be different than what you were thinking about, where she'll send, you just sign up, and she'll send free children's books to kids, like, just like once a month or something. They get a new book for free.
Oh, that's awesome. Because
she wants kids to learn how to read.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for years.
Dolly Parton's an OG, man.
Dolly for president, y'all. I called it here. All right, let's see. Should we go into the kicks? I've never thought we would talk so much about Dolly Parton on a podcast.
Yeah, dude, let's go.
All right. Where's the... This thing's jacked.
It's time for this week's Kicking the Balls Award.
Kicking the Balls Award, as usual, is brought to you by your friends at Riddipoo. For all the doo-doo that you do, there's Riddipoo, available at True Value, Taylor's Do It, and other fine hardware stores. I just noticed that Y Fit is hiding out in the live podcast room. What's up, dude? Oh. Or do that. I'm not sure. But what's up, y'all? Oh, and then he literally just left when I said that. What in the heck?
Wait, don't tell.
Who is talking about me? Tell. I gotta get out of here.
Don't tell my mom.
He's like, they're trying to get me to talk. He's like very introverted.
Don't tell my dad. Don't tell my parents.
Don't tell my dad that I'm a Redskins fan still.
Oh, that would be the worst.
All right.
Having to deal with that. Man, dude, I don't know who to give a kick to. Give it to everybody.
I'm giving mine to Jack Del Rio because his no, oh, Brett Vesselmeyer. No.
I'm giving mine to Brett.
You can't say that this was so bad. You can't even single it down to like five plays that you would give the kick for. It was just a disaster. A disaster.
Yeah, it's like the build of this game is showing you exactly what not to do on defense, and that's why Jack Del Rio had to get fired.
And Brent
like three last years too late.
And Brent Vesselman.
And Vesselmaya.
His little buddy from St. Margarita High School.
Octoon baby. Octoon baby.
Octoon baby. Kick to the front office. This is from X Factor. Hold on. Kick to the front office for not firing JDR sooner, and his buddy, the high school coach from St. Margarita. Kick.
They're just trying to get through the rest of the season.
Kicking the balls.
You know who the front office is, by the way. The front office is Ron.
Kicking the balls to Homer announcers and Romo. All right, I did have to chuckle when Romo found out that Hal grew up a Cowboys fan, and then they said told him that that his favorite player was Tony Romo. And then he was like, I think this guy's gonna be the best quarterback in the league. And
he was all like, man.
Yeah, wow. I thought it was hilarious. I still think he's I think he's funny sometimes, but yeah, he does get old, but he does throw in some funny little things every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what X Factor's getting at with their little text there on our PG-13 podcast. You're getting a timeout, dude. Chen is very close to getting a timeout.
Man, yeah. My kick goes to Brett Vieselmaia.
Brett Vieselmaia.
Vieselmaia. Okay. Oh my god. We're gonna like 10 years from now, we're gonna be like, what was the name of that coach? Oh yeah, Brett Vieselmaia.
Dude, I'm not gonna remember his name. I'm not gonna remember it next year at this time. And I don't want to. It's all in the rear view mirror, dude. I'm only looking forward to winning the Super Bowl next year. /5 Super Bowl.
Count it.
Book your tickets, y'all. We're going. Josh Harris is going to right the ship and get us there. Anyway, can we end this thing? I don't know how we got an hour on this podcast after this freaking debacle. But I want to give a shout out. We're ending it. I'm hitting the outro.
Because we talked about new trees.
And Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
And something called Phantom of the Opry.
The Phantom of the Opry.
Anyway, want to give a shout out to everybody who joined us in YouTube and in the Discord room. That would be Chinna, Nova Scotia, X Factor 357, aka Johnny Cassidy, DJ Cool 4, Shanny, Ian 28, Y Fent. Am I missing anyone?
Andrew, did you say Andrew Firefly?
No, Andrew Firefly. I don't know if Big Nut was here tonight.
Not sure. I'm just looking at his straw tail. It's leaping from like the 9 yard line. It's really from the 4, but no, still.
Dude, Big Nut's probably still like upset about the Ohio State game. And then he had that debacle. That dude may not have came out of his room yet. He's still in there, like hiding out. Like people are like bringing him like Campbell's chicken noodle soup and setting it by the door. He's in a depressed state.
Man.
Anyway, join us in our Discord community. tinyurl.com/HarryHF will get you the invite. You can send us an email, HarryHog. hhfpodcast@gmail.com. And you can call the hog line 202-735-1788 and leave us a voicemail. And if it's funny, we'll put it on. Is that it?
Yaman.
Anyway, I think that wraps it up. We'll talk to you guys next week after the Miami game. Oh, my music's ending. Hail to the Washington Redskins, and I'm not even going to say the rest of it. If you see a Cowboys fan, turn and walk the other direction. All right, y'all. Bye-bye.
Nope.
Blit Wieselmeier.